Those early Christians must have felt pretty small and insignificant, meeting in houses and in basements and in caves, praying to God and to their crucified Savior. In the face of a mighty empire, the Roman Empire stretched from shore to shore, east and west, north and south, on three different continents, yet they gathered with handfuls of people, a dozen, maybe 20, as many as they could fit. What could they do? What could they do? What could they accomplish together? What did they do in Timothy's time, in Paul's churches? Sometimes the church feels small and insignificant, don't we? In our culture, church as an institution has lost a lot of its pizzazz, its influence, its power in society. We wonder how many people are out there listening. We have diminished. What can we do? We want to do such big things, don't we? Our mission statements in churches and denominations say that we want to share the gospel to the whole world, all people. As it says in Timothy today, that God desires to save all people and we are its hands and feet. Big mission statements, the whole world, all people. Yet, how many of us are there to do this work? What do we have, 80 people here? How can we get from point A to point B? How did they in the early New Testament church? I was reading a lot this week about how small things are actually big. Small things equal big results. The reason why is because big things are made up of lots of little small things. How do you start a big project? One step at a time. How do you begin a long journey? Set your feet out of the door, one after another. I heard a TED talk recently about how little decisions are actually more significant in your life than big decisions, because how many big decisions do you make in your life? A half a dozen, 8 or 10, maybe tops? Where are you going to work? Who are you going to marry? How many children are you going to have? Where to go to college? Those big decisions are few and far between, but how many small decisions do we make every day? Every week, hundreds? Every month, 1,000 different small choices? It adds up. Small things actually make the world go round. They are, in the grand scheme of things, more significant to our lives and to the world. Picture a huge cruise ship. They make them bigger and bigger nowadays. How is it held to its dock? By a rope made of tiny twines rolled together. Human beings are born completely helpless into our world. We have to learn everything that we do by observation, through repetition, eating, breathing, sleeping day after day, and we grow into who we are. Great mountains are made of dust and dirt, little grains. Great oceans made out of drops of water that come from the sky. It only takes a little bit of yeast, just a teaspoon per 4 pounds of flour to make your bread rise. Little things inspire the big things to happen in life. The American Revolution started with a tax on what? Tea. A small and insignificant thing. Sure, it might have been the last straw that broke the back. Lots of little things led to a great big thing, a revolution. The laws of gravity began with the apple falling from a tree. Our lives are small, insignificant decisions every day. And it's a danger to ignore them. Like a small leak in a boat, what happens? It will sink. A gas leak in your house might be small, but can cause so much harm. So what is this small thing in Christianity that we can do that has been done that is actually a big, big deal? In our scriptures today, in the very first verse, Paul admonishes Timothy to pray for all people. That small, insignificant thing, just a few words said here and there, small moments to your day, the beginning and end of your day, before your meals, as you're traveling to and from work. The much maligned thoughts and prayers that's out there in society, and people say, it's not enough. But it is definitely something. It is what can make the biggest difference, our thoughts and our prayers. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for doing something when we can do something, when something's in front of us, when we feel called to do something, to put your feet on the ground, to lift and lend a hand. If we have resources, we don't always have those resources of money and time, attention, but there's always something that we can offer as a church. I know this. I not only hope, but I know this and have faith in this, that we always have an abundance of spiritual reserves in our hearts to share with people, to give them a blessing, to share that simple thing, a prayer. The church can't always feed someone. They can't always get someone a job that desperately needs a job. Can't always make sure that they get to work or their utilities are paid. They can't always pay someone's rent. They can't always do that. They can't help parents raise their children. We can't comfort everyone who grieves. We can't save everyone's marriage, but we can pray for sure. 100% guaranteed. Thursday night was an interesting, challenging night for me. At our community dinner, there was a lot of people here. There was a lot of people here with needs that wanted to talk to the pastor. And I did not have much to offer them. Somebody was stranded here from another state. Somebody needed gas money to get to the doctors. Somebody just needed somebody to listen to them, because they felt their family was falling apart. You know that story of John and Peter in Acts chapter 6. They go to the temple and there's somebody begging outside. And Peter goes to him and says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee." We have this great blessing in our hearts that we can share no matter what, that we can give away prayers for people. The next community dinner, I will offer to pray with any individual one-on-one, to lay hands on them, to bless them, to hear them out, to show them some compassion, that this church cares, that God really does care about them. It may not seem like much, it's just words, just a few moments of time. What a big difference it could make And hasn't it made a big difference in our lives? Aren't we a testament to prayer about how it grounds us, about how it bends us to the will of God? That eventually all those little prayers can move mountains in our lives. You know the story of the boy who was throwing back starfish into the water as they washed ashore. There were thousands of them upon the shore. There's no way that he could save all of them. You know that story. And somebody asked, why bother? Why are you throwing them back? He said, well, it makes a difference to that one as he throws another one into the water. What if we had 100 people doing this? What if we had thousands of people on the shore, each offering something little, something like a prayer? What a big difference we could make if it wasn't just one person. Prayer is the answer to getting from point A to point B. It's the key to accomplishing big things. It's never a throwaway. It's never just something we feel we have to do at the beginning of a meeting or the end of a meeting. It reminds us about what is important. It aligns us with God's will. It reminds us of the power of God, that we can have faith and trust in God and in the power of God's Spirit. If we do not do this, if we do not pray, our lives will be in danger of falling apart like that leak in the boat. And if our church, our small church here in Galleon, a small place, is going to be able to accomplish our mission of big things, of reaching all people, welcoming all people, reaching the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then it is through prayer that we must begin. So, brothers and sisters here today, let us begin our service of God with prayer. Holy, living God, powerful Spirit, wash upon our lives. Reinvigorate us, inspire us to believe. Help us to be grounded in prayer, because it's not by our strength that we accomplish big and significant things in life. It is through your help. It is by aligning with your will that we are able to make the difference in our neighbors' lives, in our families' lives. It allows us the compassion to be able to forgive, to be able to reach out when we're uncomfortable doing so on our own account. Help us, Holy God, help us to remember to always, always do that little thing of prayer. At the start of the day, at the end of the day, in the midst of our days, to live a prayerful life. Help us to be leaven for the world. Help us to give just a little bit so that the world around us can rise. We pray this through the power of your intermediary, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom in his strength we pray this. Amen.